Well, the National Preventative Health Strategy, which was launched yesterday, we think is the best opportunity that we've had in more than a generation to significantly improve the health of Australians. It's had the support, obviously, the fact that the Minister for Health has commissioned this group to look at how can we reduce the chronic disease burden from obesity, tobacco and alcohol. There are really major sort of burdens on Australia's health now. For example, if we do get the strategy in place and we do reach the targets, then from the point of view of tobacco, for example, by 2020 we'll have 1 million fewer smokers. And that will also mean that there'll be 300,000 people who, in a sense, won't be dying prematurely by virtue of that really possible work and some of the targets we think we can reach. In the area of alcohol, if we can reduce risky drinking from rates of sort of 20% down to 14%, then there's something like over 300,000 fewer hospitalisations in that time, immense savings as well to both the healthcare system, but also the policing and crime system. I mean, there's so much diversion of police resources now into looking after alcohol-related offences, and that's what we're seeing in Melbourne's own CBD, for example. And in the area of obesity, if we can just maintain the levels now, stop the increase of obesity, then between now and 2050, we can save 500,000, that's 500,000 people from dying early than they would otherwise. There's enormous cost to the system coming through through diabetes, for example, if we don't start to curb the increasing levels of obesity. So there's more than ample reason that we need to be acting urgently and comprehensively.